We're in Luke chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 16, so it's down towards the bottom of the page, in the second column. Okay? Okay. Now, the story so far in Christmas, it's a part of the Christmas story, and the story so far is that the shepherds have been terrified by some angels, have come to their senses, and have said, let's go to Bethlehem to actually go and see what we've been told about. We'll pick up the story now. So they, that's the shepherds, hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Morning, all. Now, if you're sitting in one of the aisle seats, just be very careful. Could you just tuck in your feet and your limbs and your bags and walking sticks just for a moment? Time. Okay. Thank you. Who thinks they could do that faster? Particularly younger Tarek and Bash, their hands went straight in the air. All right, guys, come on. Who wants to go first? So, just what I did, a lap of the church, as fast as you can. Hang on, Bash, if Tarek goes first, then you can beat his time. Okay, you ready? Go! Very good, very good. Time. That was... Mind the camera. That was good. Faster than me. Okay, Bash. You've got to beat both of us. Go. Very good, very good. Very good. Brilliant. Awesome. Well done. Give them a round of applause. Guys, you can sit. Bash, you can stop. You can stop. Just one lap is good. You can keep going if you want. Okay, nice one. That was good. But guys, I need to be a bit cheeky. I think we ran quite fast. That was all right. But actually, the shepherds in our story this morning, they could have cut our time in half. Seriously. They could have run even faster than we did. And I think if we had Usain Bolt here this morning, he couldn't have run as fast as the shepherds did that night. And why was that? It's because the shepherds in the story that we're looking at this morning, they had just received the most brilliant news in the world. The most amazing news. They had just heard it. Remember our story. The shepherds were just sitting there on the hillside, watching their sheep at night. It was very quiet, very still, very dark. And then suddenly the sky just explodes with light. It was like a terrifying firework display. It was deafeningly loud. And they look up and they see angels just filling the sky. I think we tend to imagine angels as being sort of like choir boys and choir girls, don't we? With wings and they're singing like, oh, you know. I don't think it was like that. I don't think it was like that. I think it was more like, you know, a hacker at the beginning of a New Zealand rugby game. You know, these towering figures just bellowing at the top of their lungs. Like, you know, legions and legions of soldiers with their shields and their spears. And they're banging and clattering them together, making a deafening noise. Blowing their trumpets like heralds. And it's just so loud, full blinding light, and there's fire all around them. And in a loud voice, the angels declare, your Savior King has been born tonight. And you'll find him in a manger. The shepherds hear the greatest news in the world. The gospel. Your Savior King has been born tonight. And you'll find him in a manger. And the shepherds were told the good news, and they went to see for themselves. That's the first thing we're going to see in verse 16. They were told the good news, and they went to see for themselves. Now, can you imagine these shepherds, this motley crew, some young, some old, setting off in the pitch black darkness, going through the city, probably thinking, okay, come on, lads. He said something about a manger, okay? So we're looking for a stable, okay? And they were told the good news that their Savior King had been born. And they were so excited that they hurry off as fast as they possibly can to see if it's true. Is this true? And they hurry off faster than me, faster than Tarek, faster than Bash, faster than Usain Bolt. They run as fast as they can. Looking for a stable, looking for the manger, looking for their king, Jesus. Now, everyone, this is the last Sunday morning sermon of 2018. In a couple of days, it'll be 2019. Scary thought, that. And here we are, over 2,000 years after the shepherds lived, and we have heard the same good news. Jesus Christ is our Savior and our King. And the reason that Luke wrote this part of the Bible was so that we would know that it was true. So that we could be sure that this is all true. And the shepherds rushed off with enthusiasm, with energy. You're desperate to find out, is this really true? Is this good news really true? Can we be sure of this? And can I challenge you this morning? Are you doing that yourselves? Having heard the same good news that they did? If we do have the same good news that they do, then we should be poring over the Bible to see it for ourselves. With the same energy and the same enthusiasm as the shepherds. Yeah, if you're here, you know, most weeks at church, listening to the Bible being taught to you, yeah, are you listening? Are you listening? And then are you going away maybe the same day or during the following week to verify it for yourself? To look back at what you read and see, is this true? And maybe if this is all new to you, if you're not a Christian, this is maybe the first time you've been in a church, or you hardly ever go to church, but here you are this morning. It's great to have you. Can I tell you, we as Christians, we have the greatest news in the world for you. I mean that. We have the greatest news in the world. And can I challenge you to check it out for yourself? Like the shepherds did in our story. And don't delay. Hurry and check it out for yourself. That's the first thing that the shepherds did. The shepherds heard the good news and they went to see it for themselves. But next, they heard the good news and they spread the word. And that's what it says in verse 17. They heard the good news and they spread the word. So hands up, who of us here played charades at some point over Christmas? Quite a few of you. It's a popular game, isn't it, at Christmas, charades? It's a difficult game. Have you noticed that when you're playing it with your family or friends, there's almost always someone who is hopeless? They just can't do it, and it starts very early on. They start strong maybe, but then, you know, it's normally accompanied by facial expressions like and sounds like that. and just they're just agonizing, just trying to, they know they're not allowed to speak, but they're trying to keep trying to, they're trying to do it. And it's normally accompanied by lots of people, a chorus of people saying, "No words," something like that. But the shepherds in our story, they were told the good news, and they couldn't keep quiet. They had to share it. They had to spread the word. Verse 17 says, when they had seen him, Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds just couldn't keep it in. It was just too good, too important for them not to tell people. And so they go into the stable and they gather around Jesus in the manger. And they say to Mary and Joseph and any others gathered there, they say everything that the angels told them. You know, maybe they said, "Yeah, Mary, did you know that your son is going to be a king? A rescuer." And everyone is amazed at what the shepherds tell them. I think when we as Christians talk about evangelism, and when we talk about sharing the gospel with other people, I think we often feel guilty, don't we? You know, maybe some of you, as soon as I started talking about spreading the word, maybe already, your heart sinks a bit because it gets you thinking about missed opportunities and botched attempts that you've had to share your faith with others, because I think, you know, we think we could be doing more, don't we? I think we often feel the burden and feel the weight of sharing the good news, maybe more than we feel the joy of sharing the good news. You know, maybe we forget what a joy and what a privilege it is for us to share the gospel, to share the good news with people. As Christians this morning, God has given us a wonderful job to do, sharing his good news with a world that needs to hear it. Matt Chandler is a pastor in Texas. Some of you may have heard of him. He tells his testimony. He tells a story of how before he became a Christian, he was just a young guy in a football locker room. And one of his teammates came up to him and said, "Buddy, I need to tell you about Jesus. When do you want to do that?" I love that. That's so bold. Like, I would love to do that in 2019. Yeah, to say to someone I know, like, "Listen, you know that I'm a Christian, but we've never actually sat down and talked about it. I've never actually told you, you know, what I believe. You know, I need to tell you about Jesus. When do you want to do that?" Just like this has got to happen. I've got to tell you this. When do you want to do that? We've been told the good news, like the shepherds in our story, and we must share it. It's our joy to share it. So pray for passion and for boldness and for courage to share the good news in 2019. We should do that. Praying for passion and boldness and courage. Now, I'm going to be praying that. Praying that God would give me a heart that just longs to share the gospel with people. And praying that as a church, that whenever we get together, we would just be thrilled with the stories we have of the past week, opportunities that we've had, conversations that we've had, and sharing the gospel with people. And we should pray that we'll really want to get together and do this, to encourage each other in this. Because we have a wonderful gospel. We have the best news in the world to share with people. So the shepherds in our story, they hear that news that their mighty Savior has been born, and that he's been born in a manger. They were told the greatest news in the world, that Jesus, their Savior King, had been born in Bethlehem. So they went to see for themselves, and then they spread the word, all that the angels had told them. They told everyone gathered around the manger. And next we're going to see that they were told the good news, and they treasured it, and they pondered it in verse 19. So if you've still got it open in front of you, get the passage open in front of you. Let's read it from verse 18. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, if you had a little nativity scene somewhere in your house over Christmas, maybe made out of wood or plastic, maybe it's a tradition in your house that you have one of these in your house every year at Christmas, maybe you've noticed that they always seem to look very serene, don't they? Like even the donkeys and the camels seem to have a nice little peaceful expression on their faces. But I think I'd like to see a more accurate nativity scene. Yeah, I think on the expressions of the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and on the camels and donkeys as well, I think the expression should be more like jaw dropped. They were absolutely amazed, the passage says. The Bible says that everyone was amazed. Yeah, you can just imagine Joseph and all the others just standing there wide-eyed, like, wow. Hearing everything that the shepherds were telling them and thinking, wow, this is amazing. But notice how it says in our passage that everyone was amazed, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now that's interesting, isn't it? What does that mean? What's that about? What does she know that others don't? Yeah, everyone else is amazed, but Mary's not. Everyone else is surprised, but Mary's not. And remember, this isn't the first time that Mary has heard this, is it? Remember, she was actually visited by an angel herself. This is actually the second time that she's heard this. This is the second time that she's been told who her baby son is and who her baby son will be. The king and the rescuer of the world. And the passage says that she hears this again and she treasures it and she ponders it. It's almost like when the angel came to her the first time, she trusted God then. And now the shepherds have come in with this news and she trusts the Lord even more now. She hears the news again and she treasures it and she ponders it. She loves it. So what about you? Do you treasure the gospel? Is the gospel amazing and wonderful to you? Do you ponder the gospel? When you think about the gospel, does it give you just deep, deep joy? Is that you this morning? If you're a Christian here this morning, there should be no greater pleasure and no greater joy than the Lord Jesus. No greater pleasure and no greater joy in your life than the Lord Jesus. To know him. To know that he is your rescuer and your king. The supreme pleasure and joy of this life is to know the Lord Jesus. To live each day knowing that he has forgiven you and that he loves you. that he's always with you. Let me challenge us today, more than we ever have before. Let's set our hearts on treasuring the gospel. So they treasure and they ponder the gospel. And lastly, they were told the good news and they praised God for it. That's what it says in verse 20. They were told the good news and they praised God for it. I think one of the signs that you know that something is really, really good is that afterwards, you can't stop talking about it. You can't stop talking about it among your friends and everyone else who experienced it with you. You want to relive it. You know, take your kids to a theme park, to Chessington World of Adventures maybe. Go with your family to the zoo. Or on holiday. Go to the cinema or to the theater. And you know that afterwards, when you're not even out the door and you're in full-blown discussion, full-blown debate about it, just reliving it, you know that that was really special. And that was true of the shepherds in our story. The time comes for them to eventually just drag themselves away from the manger. You're maybe saying, oh, come on, one last look at the baby. One last look at the baby's feet. And then they have to go back to their fields. It occurs to them that, oh, half their sheep have probably wandered off by now. And they have to go and find them. And verse 20 says that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The shepherds went away together and they just couldn't stop talking about what they had seen and what they had heard. The most amazing evening, the most amazing night of their lives. They had seen angels just rip open the sky in front of them. They'd heard an angel anthem just so loud, so deafeningly loud. It must have woken up the whole country, and yet it was just for them on the hillside. And they were told that their rescuer king had been born and was lying in a manger. And they had searched the whole of Bethlehem to find him as quick as they could. And they gazed into the face of this baby, maybe even held him. They had held God in their hands. And now they're walking away. And they're laughing, and they're smiling, and they're praying, and they're praising God. Maybe even saying to themselves, who are we? Who are we that we got to see that? Saying to each other, everything that we were told was true. And as Christians today, we can say the exact same thing. We have heard and we have believed the good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Sinners like you and me. People like you and me who have alienated ourselves from God. But Jesus Christ came into the world to reconcile us to him. To wash our sins away. To set us free from our sin. And to adopt us into the family of God. So praise the Lord for the gospel. Praise the Lord for the gospel because it is just as true now. It is just as true today as it was all those thousands of years ago. It is true in 2018. It's going to be true in a few days' time in 2019. And it will be true forever. Why don't we take some time just to reflect on what we've read and what we've heard, and then I'll pray and we'll sing our final song. Father, we want to say thank you so much for the gospel. We are so grateful for it. And we just feel this morning, who are we that we get to hear and respond to your good news? Because we know that we don't deserve it. But we are just so, so grateful to you. And we thank you for the shepherds in our story this morning. We thank you that they responded rightly to the gospel, to your good news, that they went to see for themselves, that they told others, that they treasured it. And we thank you so much as well. They praised you for it. And we want to do what they did. And we thank you so much for the time that we've had this morning to praise you and to thank you for your gospel. And we want to thank you so much for your faithfulness to us and your goodness to us in good times and bad through 2018. And we thank you that you are the same Lord of all in 2019. You are good to us and you are kind to us and you are faithful to us. And we thank you for your goodness to us in the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.